This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Agreements that the United Nations and Turkey brokered with Ukraine and Russia to allow food and fertilizer to get from the warring nations to parts of the world where millions are going hungry have eased concerns over global food security, but again, they're facing increasing risk. Moscow has ramped up the rhetoric, saying it may not extend the deal that expires on Monday unless it demands are not met, or unless they are met. It includes ensuring its own agricultural shipments don't face hurdles. The Black Sea Grain Initiative has allowed 32.8 million metric tons of grain to be exported from Ukraine since last August, more than half to developing countries. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has made a surprise visit to Ukraine. His office says that he traveled there with his wife following trips to Lithuania for a NATO summit in Poland. It is his first visit since Russia invaded Ukraine. The South Korean leader was scheduled to hold talks with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky later Saturday. South Korea joined international sanctions against Russia and has provided Ukraine with humanitarian and financial support, as well as weapons. South Korean rescue workers have pulled six bodies. And nearly 400 rescue workers, including divers, were searching the tunnel in the central area, where around 15 vehicles, including a bus, got swept away in a flash flood. This is VOA News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he feels very good. He will spend the night in the hospital, according to his office, in a weekly cabinet meeting scheduled for Sunday, will be pushed to Monday. The 73-year-old Israeli leader issued a statement on Saturday, hours after he was hospitalized for apparent dehydration. In the statement, Netanyahu says he was out in the sun on Friday without a hat and without water. He says that was not a good idea, and thank God I feel very good. He thanked the medical team and the public for messages of support. He said he had one request, and that is that people drink water and act safely in the scorching summer heat. Nearly 1,000 migrants that recently crossed from Guatemala to Mexico have formed a group to head north, hoping to reach the border with the United States. The group that started out Saturday, made up of largely Venezuelan migrants, they walked along a highway in southern Mexico led by a Venezuelan flag with the phrase Peace Freedom SOS. The men, women, and children and teenagers are being followed by Mexican National Guard patrols. The migrants say they decided to organize the group to continue migrating north because many have been sleeping on the street and have run out of money to buy food. A dangerous heat wave is threatening a wide swath of the southwest United States with potentially deadly temperatures in the triple digits. Some of about 200 cooling centers in Metro Phoenix alone plan to extend their weekend hours, and emergency rooms have already had to treat people with heat-related illnesses. Las Vegas casinos opened and offering respite from the heat for many people, and Albuquerque splash pads planning extended hours, and the city's swimming pools are offering free entry. Forecasters in Phoenix say the city's on track to set a new record for the most consecutive days at 110 degrees or higher. And recapping one of our top stories, South Korean rescue crews pulled six bodies from vehicles trapped in a flooded tunnel as days of heavy rain triggered flash floods and landslides and destroyed homes, leaving more than 30 people dead, forcing thousands to evacuate. Nearly 400 rescue workers, including divers, were searching the tunnel, where around 15 vehicles, including a bus, got swept away in a flash flood on Saturday evening. Chief of the city's fire department said in a briefing that nine survivors were rescued from that tunnel, but the number of passengers trapped in vehicles was not immediately clear. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.